Doug, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself?
First of all, I just want to go off script here and announce that there's a boycott of the Albany Hilton. As a labor activist, that's what we're doing right now, joining the picket lines in front of the Hilton and encouraging people not to go to the Hilton. And we're having a rally on the 19th of December at the Hilton and doing a fundraiser for the employees who've been out without a contract for 4 years. And there's a lot of people that are canceling their reservations. We urge people to cancel any reservation that you have at the Hilton and boycott it for these employees until this owner negotiates a contract.
Thanks for letting us know about that. And that's the Hilton in Albany, correct?
Hilton in Albany, yes.
Okay, thanks. So can you tell me a little bit more about your interest in solid waste management, maybe your experience from the county legislator?
Well, the county legislature, the Albany County legislature, first introduced a bill a couple of years ago on banning styrofoam. We passed the first bill, which banned styrofoam in Albany for large corporations like Dunkin' Donuts and other corporations that do food service styrofoam, which is waste styrofoam that gets in our gutters and in our landfill and doesn't dissolve. It doesn't recycle. It breaks down too easy, and it's another form of plastic. So it doesn't dissolve, clogging up our landfills. Recently, we had a proposal in Albany County for an anaerobic digester. But I just want to say that the total ban on styrofoam wasn't completed, first of all, because of the legislature voting it down. On the total ban, we're very disappointed that that vote is very close. But the second thing that came up was after that vote was an anaerobic digester proposal by the leadership of the Albany County Legislature, and we supported it. It's a very good piece of legislation in terms of what it will do with food waste. And that's food waste is probably one-third of our landfill. I'm being...
No, that's accurate. It's about right.
I'm close. And it can be easily composted and produced into something useful. And what we proposed is the anaerobic digester, which will be at the North Sewer Plant in Albany. It'll be set up there. We're doing a pilot program first. We do the pilot program with institutional food waste. Food waste comes from any large county or state or city institution or even large corporations that have food service and food waste, and comes down to the digester, which will be situated in the North Sewer Plant. It's legislation that's been passed. It's in operation in its first stages, and we're going to take a good look at it to expand it. It's very important that we expand this so that we can have some relief to the Albany landfill, which is over capacity, set to close in 2022.
Right. Something that I can speak to with the landfill is knowing that I think it's true that about one-third of what goes in the landfill is organic matter that can be recovered and either recycled for composting, which can go back to the earth, or the anaerobic digestion, which can be used for energy. So I think that's really amazing that people are – that's moving ahead, because that is part of the solution in conjunction with composting. And, you know, I was here earlier this month talking about composting. And, you know, even if anaerobic digestion is happening, we still encourage and want people to compost locally in their backyard. So if you've got that backyard device, keep it going. You know, this is really to help the larger institutions that may not, you know, be able to do composting in their backyard or community composting. So can you tell me a little bit more about what's happening with solid waste? Are landfills filling? Like, what's going on in the Albany region?
Well, in the Albany region, like I said, our landfill is, which is regional in some aspects, set to close at 2022. And, You know, I think this anaerobic digester project will help that in terms of the food waste not going to that landfill. It's an important project because you really have to have a digester to complete the cycle of composting food waste. And the north plant of the sewer system in Albany County is the best place because it's actually right next to the city old landfill where they bring the leaves down, and we have the leave collection. So the leaves and the food waste go together in a composting facility that should be situated right there. You know, that's my vision of where it should be situated because it's right next to the the end distribution of those leaves, and you have to have that kind of mixture to compost adequately. And once that product is done, it not only it's a fertilizer, and it can be sold on the market. So you know that's important because you got a revenue aspect to it for the county, and revenue is really important in the county right now, and it's really important to look for other sources, and this would be a really good source for it. It also produces energy for the sewer plant, and that'll be immediate. The sewer plant will use the composting material to heat its facility, which is important, and to run the whole electricity on the facility, which is massive.
Sure. So to be clear, there are the issue is that landfills are starting to fill, and they're getting the landfill is proposed to close in 5 years. So I think often when people, you know, humans are going about their day and they just take something and they throw it away. We have this sort of out of sight, out of mind with our trash, but some of these materials can be recovered and recycled into something else. So food scraps is one of them. We said it's like about a third. It's like heavy. And part of the solution is, it sounds like it's twofold. It sounds like in Albany, there is legislation moving forward for maybe composting and anaerobic digestion. I say that because they're slightly different, because anaerobic digestion is taking the food scraps to be turned into a sludge to become energy. And then composting is mixing it, like you said, with the browns, the leaves and all that to become a soil-rich nutrient that can go back to the earth. So is that what's happening, just for my own just clarity?
Yeah, the composting end of it isn't happening until we have a composting facility.
Sure, but maybe that could be part of this. The anaerobic digestion is already a facility.
Right.
Oh, but you want to have both.
Yes.
Great. That's awesome.
We have to have both, and I think we can do it on a district-wide basis with food scraps, especially starting with the institutions first. And you're absolutely right. You know, the folks that are out there in the residences will have to do their own, composting with their leaves individually until we can get a system in place. The system's not in place, and we need it badly.
And, well, they can actually also compost their food scraps in their backyard, and there's lots of resources about that. And you can always check out the Troy Zero Waste people for our website for information on that, or reach out to us. We're really happy that you've been part of, you know, making these moves forward, and it's exciting about the anaerobic digestion. We hope that the second prong of composting can happen on a larger scale. What are the challenges with this? Like, are we headed towards a crisis in a few years if these landfills keep filling? And, you know, what's the proposal in addition to the anaerobic digestion and maybe composting in the future? Like, what's happening? Will there be higher costs for dumping? Like, maybe kind of break that down, because I'm not sure everyone always understands exactly what happens when the trash when you put it away, when you throw it in the trash can. Like, what does it mean with the landfills filling?
Well, when you throw the trash in your trash bin, it's mostly those things that aren't recyclable. And then there's only certain things you throw in the recyclable bin, which is of different colors now and forms. Very few plastic cans, bottles, and, you know, it's not enough. There's a lot of things that go down to the Port of Albany at the recycling facility that don't get recycled. So everything that doesn't get recycled goes back to the landfill. So, you know, that process has got to be cleaned up. We haven't really cleaned up our recycling system. It's very poor in Albany. I'd say it's poor in almost all the cities, including Troy and Schenectady and Saratoga. I mean, we have to really reevaluate our recycling system, or we're going to drown in our landfills. I think it's at a crisis right now. If we don't do something different, if we do business as usual, we are going to pay, and pay big, much bigger in the future for maintaining a landfill. And right now the proposal in Albany is transfer stations. And if we have are transfer stations that truck the waste to another facility hundreds of miles away, that's going to be even more costly. So we haven't got anything new on the agenda right now, and we need to put it there. We need to get serious about it in every city in the Capital District.
Okay, so it sounds like recycling is something that people, you know, it can be hard, and some material that even if people are doing their part in trying to sort material for recycling, some of it can't actually be recycled because of the recycling facility it's not able to handle it.
Food service styrofoam cannot be recycled. It breaks down, it goes into the dump, and it clogs it. You can easily recycle packaging styrofoam, but the issue is right now you're just throwing all this styrofoam into the landfill and clogging it up even more.
Right, and the styrofoam gets kind of bulky, and it's like it takes up a lot of space, and so
it takes up a lot of space because of its bulk. It's not weighty, and that's the weight is the thing that the industry plays with and tries to justify that it's hardly anything into the landfills, but it's a big thing. When we did the legislation through Albany County, every single industry representative and lobbyist was there to shoot it down, and that's partially why it got shot down. And they took up most of the time on the speaker's end of it, and drowned out the community that really wanted to ban styrofoam food service in Albany.
Okay. Well, can you tell us more about, we talked about some of the solutions for maybe higher level for either anaerobic digestion, composting, improving the recycling, but what can people do in the local level? Like, what can we do from the grassroots?
From the grassroots, you should try and do composting with your leaves and with your food waste. And I know it's hard. People got to get the information. We got to get it out there to everybody. It's only getting to people like me and a few of us others. We got to start it on a mass basis. On a residential basis, because we're not going to get any immediate help on that in the future. They're going to do institutions first, and they should. But residences should try and recycle with their leaves, with their lawn bags, if you have to, or put it in a bucket that can be sealed that there's multiple ways, which you much know much better than I do, Kim. And so, people should still attempt to.
Yeah, try it out on your own. The microbes are your friends and will help break that stuff down for you. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
No, I think, we got a long way to go in Albany before we solve our landfill problem, and we have to do it as soon as possible. I just am hopeful in the future that this anaerobic digester system works out and that we can start in mass this food service waste disposal the correct way and out of our landfills. But, we got to do this immediately. It's going to cost local governments everywhere.
It also seems like these have big implications for our environment and the places that we live. So hopefully we can all work together and make it better.
Big implications for the environment, Kim. I agree.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.